is the B-side of our platter, sports fans.
This is Midnight Mando.
Yeah,
and I'm singing just for you, covered in sequins.
Midnight Mando, starring Ogden Edsel. I'm Otis 12, that's Diamond and Doobie.
In the canyons of your mind.
Little Tommy Strange around somewhere.
I will wander through your brain.
Very close by.
Steve Sleeper around here somewhere.
To the ventricles of your heart.
Hey, Diver Dan.
I'm in love with you again.
What's on tonight, Diver Dan?
Tonight.
Cross the mountains of your chest.
Groundless optimism. Yippee, all right. Everything's going to be all right.
Union Jack.
The old geezer returns and blind people.
To the forest of your cheek.
Space Commander Whack.
Through the holes in your string bag.
In music. What do you say, Diver? Let's get out of here. Let's drink fine wine before the show. Mondo.
Rarely does one see such perfection.
No.
There's that joint over here.
I can't find it.
Where'd it go? Yeah, it's over here.
Ow!
Hand on fire.
You might get your car.
Hey, Tommy, is the league the top player really puking fire now?
What? I don't know. I can't see that far, man.
Yeah, hey, did the lead singer just jump off the amps and kick the bass player in the face, man?
No, that was two rows in front of us.
I can't see nothing.
These kids aren't having trouble seeing just because they're sitting way back in the 1250 seats. They have been visually impaired by loud rock music. Yes, high decibel levels are making them go blind. Kids, save your valuable eyesight. Stay away from concerts. Play your stereos turned way down. If you're forced to attend a live concert, wear protective eye gear. Seeing is better than not seeing at all. Don't be in the dark. Turn it down.
This is Midnight Mondo.
Say, you know, a lot of knowledge comes out of experience, because experience, no matter how bizarre, is the best teacher. Just listen to Midnight Mondo's own Old Geezer.
Hi, Old Geezer.
Well, howdy, how do you do, Buckaroo?
Say, Old Geezer, where do spoons come from?
Well, now, everyone above the age of 60 knows all spoons come from Spoon Island, where they're grown in volcanic ash and turtle dropping.
Gosh!
Well, there's some talented farmers out there on Spoon Island.
Sure are.
Of course, you know, my little kneecap, that teeth are more important than spoons.
They are?
Well, sure they are. Now, it looks as if teeth are used mainly for chewing and making the sound T, as in turkey and Tacoma.
And Toto, too?
Now, just a minute. Back off there, Buckaroo.
Okay.
Teeth's true significance is lost to the large majority of the population due to a popular misconception of the sort of which I speak.
Oh.
You see, teeth are actually our ESP sense organ.
They are?
Yeah, that's right. Not many people know it. You know, cavemen used to communicate without talking through their ESP teeth power.
Wow.
Of course, after they started gnawing on them animal bones instead of fruit, their teeth got too hard and their ESP ESP power just sort of decayed. Decayed.
Oh, yeah. Decayed, old geezer.
Right-a-rooney. You show me a little baby with soft teeth, and I'll show you somebody that the Russians are interested in 10-1. You betcha.
Zowie, old geezer. Do you have soft teeth, too?
Well, you know I used to, but I lost my teeth completely by 1949. I bought my present chompers at Woolworths for $3.
So you don't have ESP powers, do you, old geezer?
Yeah, it's a fact, Buckaroo. People with hard teeth should use payphones.
Can I borrow a dime, old geezer?
Thanks. Dime? Boy, I tell you, my piles are just playing heck with me this time of year.
Out of the glop of the western yuck, the Mondo Ranger rides again.
Hi-ho, Mucky!
Astride his golden Palomino Mucky, the Mondo Ranger strikes terror into the hearts of evildoers everywhere except void where prohibited.
Hi-ho, Mucky! Hi-ho, Mucky!
Where did this juggernaut of justice come from? Whence? Who knows and who cares? We take you now to those thrilling years of yesterday as the Mondo Ranger rides again.
Hi-ho, Mucky!
Well, ma'am, my work here is finished, so I'll be moving on.
What are you talking about? Your work's finished? They're stealing my cattle! They're rustling my doggies!
You're correct, but I'm plumb tuckered out, to speak in the genre, and I'm just going to move on here.
Come back here, you ugly wart!
Hi-ho, Mucky!
Who was
Mucky.
That masked man? I'm going to brand him on
Mucky.
The face!
Where's
Mucky?
My little
stairs!
Please come back!
Tune in again next week as the Mondo Ranger rides again!
Where's Mucky? Mucky! Hi-ho, Mucky!
That was the Royal Tasmanian Philharmonic Orchestra under the baton of Korean maestro Ichiku Park with Marsupial Snout Chorale for Paranoid Schizophrenic and Legless Cheetah by Suzanne H. Summers. This is Midnight Mondo.
I say, where's the caviar?
Forever Hollywood, that screwy valley of Hollywood, where any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good look.
Hi, this is Otis 12 with the Midnight Mondo microphones out here on the corner of Hollywood and Vine in Tinseltown, USA, home of all the celebrities. We know that you like celebrities. We like celebrities, and we know that you like to watch celebrities as much as we like to watch celebrities. And since this is radio, listen to celebrities. Watch it, buddy. We're out here. We're going to give you the sounds of celebrities here at Hollywood and Vine. I know there are a lot of people walking by me here now, most of them in silence. Mooney in this is probably related to some celebrity who's been programmed into some cult. Here's a lady over here. She used to do Charmin commercials, but she's going the other way across the street, so we won't get to talk to her. Yul Brynner Jr., who was Cylon in Battlestar Galactica last week, does hang out down here at the bookstore, and I'm sure that he could be by later. If we hang around here in Hollywood, we will eventually run into some celebrities. Also, the former chauffeur for Herb Alpert, if you want to brass. I know he's right here at this vending machine, so he should be by. Over there. It's Billy Travolta. Billy. Joey Travolta's half brother. Sorry about
that. Hey, man, you stuck that microphone right in my mouth. Hey,
is John really a good pilot?
You'll be hearing from my lawyer.
Well, as you can see, we've met a lot of celebrities here on Hollywood and Vine and Tinseltown. Oh, look, Mrs. Olson! Mrs. Olson!
Chrysanthemum, hold down your window.
Now, this station, in cooperation with the CIA, presents Conspiracy Corner. Today on Conspiracy Corner, we're talking to Mr. Wandell Enderbed, conspiracy hunter and former animator for the Disney Studios. I believe you work out there at Frank and Elma's in Truckee Flats, Frank and Elma's Conspiracy Centers.
Tuskegee Flats.
South of Birmingham there?
That's right, sir. This microphone bug.
Yeah, sure is there. Mr. Enderbed, as folks has been and uncovered some startling new revelations about one of the most bizarre disappearances in American history.
Sir, thank you very much. We couldn't do this on television. No. You know, I want you to know I have evidence that the air we breathe was over Red China just last night.
It is Mr. Underbed's contention that Bambi's mother did not really die.
Who told you that?
Well, you did.
I was afraid there was another leak. I'm sorry, sir. Yeah. You see, Bambi's mother didn't die in that fire. She was whisked away by a helicopter to Disney's private island, which, sir, by the way, I have evidence, was funded by the Red Chinese personally. And for over 10 years, she was forced to do the bidding of the perverted Mr. Disney.
A sordid love camp for cartoon animals, such as you might see in Mail Magazine. Is that right?
Well, that's true. If my sources are correct, sir, Bambi's mother was then sold into slavery and is still alive, kept by an SS man in Nicaragua.
Now, is the State Department, Mr. Underbed, which we know to be infiltrated, investigating this matter?
State Department ain't done nothing for years. But the FBI now, the FBI has called for her extradition as a material witness to the Smokey the Bear assassination, one of the most tragic chapters in our country's history.
I'm afraid we'll have to wait for another show because we're all out of time there.
Sir, I have further proof that Bambi's mother was also seen in the Kennedy compound petting zoo.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Wandell Enderbed.
And it was a well-known fact.
You want to check in with Wandell, just go up there to Frank and Elmo's Conspiracy Center in Tuskegee Flats, north of Birmingham. They're open 9 to 9 on Sundays.
Funded by the Ruskies for years.
And that's it for Conspiracy Corner.
That's a well-known fact around Tuskegee Flats.
Well, we're off the air now, and I don't think they bought a thing you said, but have you thought much about the Eddie Haskell, you know, thing on with, you know,
well,
and Bobby Kennedy? Because I know Eddie Haskell was there with Lumpy Rutherford, and they were all there in the kitchen, see? And
yeah, that, Bobby's last words. I'm a professional lip reader, sir.
And then it went last word.
Hi, this is Otis 12. I'm in an airport, and I'm about to do something that a lot of you have always thought about doing in an airport, and here it goes.
Hey, I'm in the PLO. Hey, it's a hijacking. I got a bomb. My shoes are made of nitroglycerin. My suitcase is full of small revolvers. Hey, I'm from nationalist China, Taiwan. This is an extortion attempt.
See, you can get away with anything here in the airport. They're not really serious. This is Midnight Mondo. Oh, my Lord.
This is Diver Dan Doomy with Vicious Lies and Rumors, your pipeline to Hollywood, New York, Miami, and Tulsa. All the things you want to know that are none of your business about big stars and other people who are better than you. And here's what's happening. John Belushi's party for Eagle Glenn Frey, celebrating Frey's mother's purchase of a hotel in Holland, Michigan, was held last week at L.A.'s fashionable disco, La Catatonia. The blast drew the elite of Rock Dumb, Movie Dumb, and Governor Dumb, with Linda Ronstadt coming in with Hawaii Governor George Ariyoshi and going out with Andy Williams, who, by the way, danced a jig with punk princess Patti Smith before La Smith ate Elton's new hair and threw up on the drummer of the Gay Hickeys, who were providing the music. The Hickeys' bass player, by the way, is Galt Squeeze Cream, whose father, Ray Bolger, once gave his paperboy a hamster for Christmas. "I ate the darn thing," says the paperboy, now known as Meatloaf, whose mock shootout with Jack Nicholson ended the party and left 13 people hospitalized, though none seriously. That's it for Vicious Lies. Stay tuned for all the facts on Midnight Mondo.
Hey, this is Johnny's 12. It's time for groundless optimism. You know what groundless optimism is. That's when you find out that your lead balloon won't fly, but you're sure it's going to bounce. Groundless optimism. Here we go.
But man, I am telling you, rock and roll is the only thing that can save the world from the morass immorality and inhumanity, man. Look at this.
Oh, wow.
400,000 people brought together for one weekend just by the power of music, man. I tell you, rock and roll can do it, and it will. It will, man.
Oh, wow, man.
Yeah, excuse me a minute. I got to make an announcement here.
Oh, wow.
Excuse me, Grace.
Oh, wow.
Can I use the mic here? Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Altamont. We're going to have a great time with the music. Could we bring those bikes up a little closer to the stage? Yeah, don't crowd the angels here.
Groundless optimism. Our nation's capital, Tacoma, Washington.
Sir, we've got this thing going right now. We got six of the best undercover men in the business going into the Democratic headquarters. They're going to plant the bug. They'll be right out.
Well, it sounds simple to me. I say go with
and
it.
Even if they're caught, sir, who's going to care?
They go to jail, big deal. No one would ever connect it with the president. At least no one in their right mind.
I certainly wouldn't, sir.
No. Have you spoken to the picture lately?
Boundless optimism. Take yellow.
Hey, man, what you in for, huh? Oh, man, they did a number on your back, didn't they? Man. Hey, don't sweat it, though, because they haven't done anything to anybody, man, just for posing as a messiah.
Messiah.
It's been months since they got anybody on that rap. You know, they'll plea bargain with you, man, you know. Probably get you on mail fraud.
I'm sure I'll be out in
a few
days.
Yeah, you'll be out 3 months. I got a couple friends here, thieves in the next cell. They'll be out, man. They're all right.
This is Midnight Mondo. Utinomnes glorificatur Deus. Midnight Mondo takes you into the realm of outer space with Space Commander Whack.
It's time for another thrilling space adventure with Space Commander Whack. Space Commander with his sidekick Stupid Larry and Glorf, the dead Martian dog.
Come along, Stupid Larry. We're off to the stars. Bring along the dead dog, would you please?
Space Commander Whack, strange being from another planet where they never brush regularly and say continually, thank you, come again.
Thank you, come again.
In the daring space adventure army of Earth,
thank you,
Space Commander Whack. Last time, you remember, Space Commander Whack, Stupid Larry, and Glorf, the dead Martian dog, were on their way to the planet Corkscrew to confront their arch-enemy, Droid Donahue, who was once again trying to destroy the Earth.
Commander Whack, Droid Donahue is always trying to destroy the Earth. I really can't believe anybody could be so purely evil through and through.
Thank you. Come again. No wonder they call you Frederick Engels, Stupid Larry. No one is purely evil. Evil and good are a qualitative distinction whose existence exists only as subjective norms based upon the moral standards of the adjudicate. So not even Droid Donahue is purely evil. You understand,
sir.
Stupid Larry? Let's be charitable. Boys and girls.
We're approaching Droid Donahue now, Commander Whack.
I'll wring that maggot's neck.
Should I fire the carbon laser torque bomb?
No, we'll sneak up on him by using our anti-G decellular invisibility ray.
You mean those bushes we hide behind when we want to camouflage
ourselves?
That's
right. We'll hide our spaceships. Droid Donahue will then be taken completely by surprise. Thank you. Come again.
Floating through space. It can only be Space Commander Whack. Well, it's too late to stop me, the evil Droid Donahue, from destroying the Earth once and for all.
By your leave, sir. How, why, where, when?
Oh, you're such a transistorized retardo. Get out of here.
Don't hit me.
Who has time for these questions? Suffice it to say that I've devised a method to suck the water up out of all the oceans, causing all the oil tankers to get stuck in the mud. Then my dream will come true. Parody for the NCAA. get started.
Well, in another part of the same star system.
Careful with that bush, stupid Larry. We don't want to get Glorf all excited. His leg's already stiff.
I wonder what Roy Donahue is up to, Commander Wack.
Down, Glorf. Oh, why, he's up to about here. That's an old Earth joke, stupid Larry.
Yep.
Stupid Larry, in times like this, when tension is high and temper short, it's good to introduce a little levity to sort of liven up the atmosphere.
Well,
of course, this
started,
planet has no atmosphere. Boys and girls, if you have an atmosphere for this planet, set fire to your bed, tie up your bed.
Pardon me for haunting your reverie, Commander Wack, but what in the world is that?
What world? Boys and girls, if you know what world stupid Larry is referring to, eat lots of sugar, keep wraps
look,
under
Commander
your
Wack, a giant tube is protruding from the ground.
It's a large straw, stupid Larry, stretching
higher.
All the way to Earth. Droid Donahue is going to suck up all the oceans through it from his underground headquarters here.
Suck up the oceans? How can we stop him?
I don't think we can, stupid Larry. It looks hopeless to me. Let's just get back in the starship and, to the stars, whatever that is we do.
Commander Wack, couldn't we cut the straw in half or something like that? That'd stop it, I would think.
Cut the straw. Nah, that won't work. It's just
well,
off
we go,
to the
go,
stars.
Go punch out Troy Donahue's lights or something. We
punch him out? Nah, that won't work. Well, it's hopeless. Let's just off to the stars.
Coming.
Stay tuned!
Commander Wax, shouldn't we have, captured Droid Donahue while we had the chance down there?
Stay tuned for what, stupid Larry?
Yeah, stay tuned for what?
Just stay tuned!
Just stay tuned,
stay
Commander Wack.
Commander Wack. No, arrest Droid Donahue. He's sort of the essence of potential good in humanity. He's not bad. He hangs around with the wrong crowd, I think.
Put on some weight, too, I think.
There's a lot of water weight.
Boys and girls, if you know where the water weight goes and how Droid Donahue can get rid of it, just crush yourself in a caterpillar tractor and send your little...
Better yet, boys and girls, if you know any better people that Droid Donahue could hang out with so he won't be so nasty, just write a letter to the announcer who said stay tuned.
Care of Space Commander Wack. Space Commander.
Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
Stay tuned!
Space Commander Wack. Space Commander. Mondo. Does anyone have a glass of water? Wack. Hello, this is Otis 12, down in Waikiki. Yeah, it's a wonderful little seaside cabana bar here. Cute little beach band. I love it. Just want to welcome you back to Midnight Mondo. Make a Midnight Mondo editorial comment here. Women are making great strides in American society. They're getting equal pay for equal work. In fact, a lot of big opportunities are opening up for them. They can get right in the rat race and earn those big, big bucks. And I just want to say that personally, I'm in favor of that. If it weren't for that, I wouldn't be here in Hawaii. You see, I met this, more mature woman who brought me down here. She's on the board of directors of General Motors, and, we came down here on a business trip, and we're having a good time, and while it's all very platonic, really, she does buy me dinner, lobster, filet mignon, we have fine champagne, rents me a yacht, I go skiing, we have a helicopter down here, I think women, yes, women's rights right away, and I think equality, all that, and I got a new Cadillac, a Rolls Royce, and a Ferrari.
Honey, what are you doing?
Just thinking.
Thinking about what, Schnookums?
20 years being married to you.
Oh, 20 years tomorrow. Isn't it wonderful?
It's been one whoop-de-doo after another. I couldn't love you more.
Honey, here's a little something because you're you.
Oh, for me? Oh, what could it be?
It's a deck of pinochle cards.
My body is yours.
Oh, I knew you'd like it.
Pinochle is forever.
Scooby-dooby-doo.
Wah, 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 wah. Looks like... Terminus Est, a midnight mando.
Not Terminus Est.
Oh, Terminus Est a mundo. Hey, hey. Midnight Mando starring the Arganetzo. I'm Otis 12. That's
Diver Dandome.
Tommy Strange around. Steve Sleeper at the controls. Arganetzo.
He's flying away.
Who let the door open? Well, what's on next week? Diver Danlis Dumas.
Hey, I understand Chinese, so you can't sneak those by me, Otis. Yes, indeed. Next week, hey, you want to know what happened to Nancy Sinatra?
Hey, what did happen to Nancy Sinatra?
Well, she's been washing dishes in a little restaurant in Petaluma, but next week, we pull her fingernails out.
We do? She didn't make the payments, I guess. Also... cardboard paper right here on the show. Oh, there he is. Cardboard singing.
So happy they're not. No.
If it isn't love,
there are no reasons for the song.
A bus tour of Fort Hemophilia, Iowa.
I've never seen the way to beauty, 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 beauty. Those eyes, mercy.
My goodness. Look, they've installed a telephone.
A telephone?
Yes.
Within do we need a telephone for? Nobody ever calls.
Love, then your vision.
Folks, give us a call.
Nothing but a dream, so happy it is. And there never was a heaven up above.